When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The Volume.
Football season is underway, so now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up with promo code RS. FanDuel has tons of betting options for each game. You can combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. So sign up today with promo code RS for your no-sweat first bet. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bet that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to the Richard Sherman Podcast. I'm here with my guy, Mitch Eisenstein. Football. It's still a crazy game, Mitchell. You expect one thing, you get another. One team looks like they have the game under control, cruising, and you blink twice, and they're losing. What's the deal? It's
happened the last couple weeks, Rich. I mean, this Baltimore Ravens team, we're texting throughout the game. They look good. Lamar, it's about to be expensive, Richard. It's about to be expensive. And then they blow a 20-3 lead. And they elect not to kick the field goal on fourth and goal. I mean, walk me through this game, Rich. I want to start with the decision on fourth and goal because that's the one that looks like it cost them the game. What do you do, Coach Richard Sherman? What are you doing in that set of circumstances?
Well, hindsight's always 20/20, so this is going to be a perfectly visioned call. I would have kicked the field goal. Obviously, clearly, that's the right call because that's the call that they didn't make. But with their offense stagnant, as they had been in the second half, they were winning 20-3. Buffalo ran the score all the way back. You looked up and you're like, we can take any points we can get right now. It feels good. We've got the ball all the way down here. But no, you got to take the points. You always got to take the points. I can't say always, but in that situation, when you haven't scored a point since the first half, you take the points.
Richard, they did not take the points and they got an L because of it. And this goes back, we kind of talked about it last week. Miami Dolphins against the Bills. The Bills controlled the clock, 40-20 time of possession. And here we are today, same set of circumstances, 40-20 the other way with the Ravens. And the Bills pull out the win. Does time of possession even matter anymore, Richard?
It clearly doesn't. It clearly doesn't. And it clearly doesn't when you're playing the Buffalo Bills for one way or another. You know, Buffalo Bills control the heck out of the clock, somehow lose to the Miami Dolphins with a time of possession of 40 and some change versus 19 and some change. And today, obviously, the Ravens controlled the game for the most part, but it didn't matter. Jordan Poyer came back. That was a huge – people forget Jordan Poyer has been out. Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde is out for the rest of the year with a neck injury. Those are huge, big-time players. He's one of the best safeties in the National Football League, so of course he's going to come in and make impact, and he did. Two interceptions. Josh Allen played a pretty pedestrian game by his standard, but guess what? 11 rushes, 70 yards, a touchdown. He did enough to get them a win, and that's all that matters.
That really is all that matters, Rich. I mean, I know you like the Bills. I know you've been really, really high on them all season, and when you can win a game like this, where you didn't play your best game throughout the beginning of the game and you come back and you win this game. I mean, Richard, that's the type of team that you know. You win the sloppy ones on the road. This is a team that can go out and win it all.
Yeah, no question. No question. And you learn a lot from these games. You learn more. I mean, you really learn more from losses than you do wins. But a game you should have lost, you feel like you did lose, and you come out and win, there are still huge learning lessons there. You know, it's almost like, you know, you get in a car, you barely miss in a car accident, and, you know, your life saved, and, you know, it sends you on a path to really take advantage of every opportunity that's in front of you, to put your best foot forward, to be nice to people, to be kind, to make the world a better place, et cetera, et cetera. This is going to be great for them later on down the line when they're in that playoff dogfight with likely the Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to be fun to watch. Or the Miami Dolphins. That division's crazy.
You want to hear an absolutely crazy stat, Rich?
Shoot.
This is the Bills' first win in a one-possession game since 2020.
Sheesh, with Josh Allen, they're not winning one possession.
Largest comeback of Josh Allen's career. I mean, that is unheard of, Rich. Honestly, that's shocking to me. But, Richard, I was at the edge of my seat all day. I was tuned into one game, and I know you had a vested interest in it too. This was kind of our, I guess you could call it, rivalry game to a degree. The Seahawks against my hometown Detroit Lions. And there are no gimmies in the NFL, Richard. I don't know if you've heard that before or not.
Mitchell, down DeAndre Swift. Down Amon-Ra St. Brown.
The sun and god.
51% of their yardage for the season, they're down. Lo and behold, it was never them, Mitchell. It was all Jared Goff. 352 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. Carry them, Jared. Carry them. But it's not enough to beat Geno and the boys.
Too many mistakes, Richard. And another insane stat. First time in franchise history, the Seattle Seahawks have not punted in a game.
It's Mitchell, they are running the offense like Pete has always wanted to run it. They got a good run game. Rashad Penny was running the ball, 17 carries, 151, 2 touchdowns. And every time he got a touchdown at the end, it seemed like the game sealer. But nope, Dan Campbell and the Fighting Lions kept coming back, kept, you know, blow after blow after blow after blow, a heavyweight fight. 1,073 yards combined, 12 touchdowns, 93 points. Not the shootout everybody expected, but the shootout you deserved. And Tyreek Woolen, the rook. Second game, second pick. This time, he showed you. I run 4-2. I'm faster than everybody on the field. There's nobody catching me. Jared Goff, excuse me, you're not athletic like that. Get out of my way. I have celebrating to do.
Richard, if you're not a fan of the NFL and you watch that game, you might well just become a fan. I mean, that was one of the most entertaining games you're going to get in a long time. I mean, two teams that may or may not get into the conversation for the playoffs, but they certainly played a good football game today. And Rich, you talked about it at the beginning of the season. I mean, the Seattle Seahawks here, they sit 500, 2-2 on the year. They're a team that's going to be competitive in every game. They're going to win games like this. Geno Smith looks like a very competent quarterback. He looks like he's going to give them a shot to be in a lot of games. And who knows, man? I mean, do you think 9-8 is out of question? 8-9 out of question? What is the ceiling for this team this year?
I don't know, Mitchell. It just depends on which defense shows up, and they have to show up at some point or another. They need some plays to be made. They're playing pretty solid, but you give up 45 points, that's not winning football. Obviously, they're going through some growing pains, but Tyreek Woolen, you know, you expect things from the rook. It's not him. You know, the D-line is, you know, Al Woods and the boys are doing what they can. But Jamal Williams still had 19 carries for 108. That was huge. 2 touchdowns. They got to secure that up. But 378 yards passing by Jared Goff is too much. That's what they got to – like, to get to 9-8, you can't have that. You can't have that. This is a team missing 3 of their top weapons, and you give up 45 points. Like, You're definitely impressed by what the Seahawks were able to do offensively. Like, that's the plan. Always, yeah. Pete, run the ball. Be really safe with the football. Geno Smith has been leading the NFL in accuracy. His accuracy, I think he was at 77%, is probably going to drop a little bit today, but he'll likely still be in the lead. He threw for 300 yards. He's giving you over what they would expected from him. He's looking like a starter in this league, and like he's making himself a lot of money next year if Seattle doesn't ream up.
And he's keeping DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett happy. I mean, DK had a lot to say about this game going into it. He talked about Jeff Okuda. I know you're happy with Jeff Okuda's play this year, but you know, he said there's a safety over top of him. He's not really locking down people, but he's a good corner. If someone says that to you, Rich, I know some people have slandered your name. If someone says that to you pregame, I mean, what does that do to a guy like Jeffrey Okuda?
Well, I would think it would pump him up and energize him, but he's been having a really solid season, really good season, and I mean, he's playing the coverage they call, but DK called his shot and he made his shot. 7 for 149 and a bathroom visit on the court. You know, he scared off Seahawks fans. Everybody's panicking. And he said, you know, I just couldn't make it. I couldn't make it to the bathroom. So you know what? I got a ride. He said the clinching walk wouldn't get it done. And I said, that is the first. The NFL never ceases to amaze. And DK, you're the winner for this week. That was hilarious.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't me?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And did you see... Let's talk about the Denver game. Another game where it looked like one team was in control. And you're like, uh-oh, here come the Raiders. Here come the Raiders. They're 0-3, about to be 0-4. This division that everybody talked so highly of, including myself, is about to have a team with no wins. And lo and behold, they decide to feed Josh Jacobs the entire game.
And they need to do more of that, Rich. Josh Jacobs, random fact. Josh Jacobs is on my fantasy team, Rich, and I have him on my bench along with Rashad Penny, who are both the high week scorers this week. So, you know, really good start to the week or end of the week for me in that regard on a personal note. But Richard, you're absolutely right. The Raiders have found their identity. They need to get Josh Jacobs more involved in this offense, and they did. And they were able to take control of this game and not relinquish it.
And that's on a Denver defense that's been incredibly stingy. They have not been giving up yardage. I mean, you just watched them last week against the Niners. I mean, they weren't giving up anything on the ground. They were stingy. They were tough today. They gave up a 100-yard receiver, a 100-yard rusher. I mean, you're not expecting that. Russell Wilson played a really solid game. He was efficient, you know, 17 to 25 for 237, two touchdowns, four rushes. He was moving the ball, got a rushing touchdown, but they were 3 of 11 on third down, and that's what's damning them. Like, it's like if one side shows up, the other side doesn't show up. If the other side shows up, the other side doesn't show up, and a huge loss. A colossal, monumental loss, and people aren't going to appreciate it until later on. But Javonte Williams going down. You pray for his health, but that is a huge loss. And it's because Melvin Gordon is so bad with the football. Like, he's so bad at securing the football. I mean, I think that was his third fumble of the year just this season in four games.
That's his fourth fumble of the year, Richard.
My mistake. I'm trying to give him a break. And he goes for a touchdown. Like, that's 7 points. I think one of the fumbles was at the goal line against Seattle. That's another 6-7 points. That's taking points off the board. Not only is he taking points off the board, he's giving them to the other team.
And now they're going to have to lean on him even more. I mean, it looks like Javonte Williams is not going to be back, you know, anytime here in the near future. But, Richard, as bad of a loss as it is for the Denver Broncos, is as huge of a loss or how huge of a win it is for that Las Vegas Raiders. I mean, they get their first win of the season against a division foe. You know, Devontae Adams has a solid game, 9 catches over 100 yards. I mean, this, when we were watching this game, all I could think was when I was watching this and the Packers is how much Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams probably miss each other right now. And then Derek Carr just kept slinging him the rock. You know, and that's what they got to do. They got Josh Jacobs established a run, and when in doubt, feed Devontae, Rich.
Feed Devontae. And now you got to give credit to Pat Surtain Jr. Like, Pat Surtain is the real deal. He's a real deal corner. He's a lockdown guy. He's out there. Devontae, people are like, well, you know, he only got a couple plays with Devontae. Most people don't get no plays with Devontae locking him down. It's a double. It's a triple. It's zoned off. You're clouding him. They were leaving him man-to-man coverage, press off. He's pedaling. He's breaking down on comebacks. He's covering slants. He's covering some of Devontae's stuff. And the Raiders did a great job moving him in the slot, moving him around, making sure that they could diagnose the coverage. You know, when Pat Surtain wasn't on him, they can just move him in the slot. Hey, we recognize his zone. And then work that. And they worked that magic. They got the ball to Darren Waller. It didn't seem forced today. It didn't seem like they were sitting there like scripting plays for guys like, hey, we got to get Darren 3 targets right now. We got to get Devontae 4 targets right now. What happened to Hunter? We got to get him. Oh, shoot, we got to get Jacobs 12 carries. Let's run the ball until he gets his 12. Like, it just seemed like they went with the flow of the offense. The run game's going. Time of possession, they dominated it 34 to 25. Like, that's what they need to do. Hopefully they think of that as the winning formula. But the Broncos got some questions to answer, and we will see them on TNF Thursday. 7 p.m. Eastern, I'll be on talking about them. The game starts at 8:15 Eastern.
I know you're looking forward to that game, Rich. We got to change it up here. I know you're not. The world isn't excited about the Jets against the Steelers.
I'm excited about it.
Well, yeah, now you are, because my boy Mitch Trubisky is not representing the name very well, Rich. Mitch Trubisky finally gets unseated by Kenny Pickett, who goes out there and finds, you know, a dazzling rookie in George Pickens, finally starts throwing the ball to him, Rich. I mean, my goodness. But then has 3 picks in the second half. I mean, what do you do? You're Mike Tomlin. This team is reeling. You're without TJ Watt. Your offense is struggling. What do you do week 5 to turn this thing around?
You continue with the rook. The Rook had 3 interceptions. Cool. Got it. You know, it's hard to come in as a game. You didn't get starter reps and all that. But what he showed was he gave them immediate energy. They went right down the field and scored. He was running the ball. He didn't know any better. Ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss, and he learned some hard lessons today that I think will, going forward, he will learn from, and he'll get better. He'll be better. But you know what the ceiling is with Trubisky. You already know what the ceiling is. You've watched him for years. He's not, his ceiling isn't that of a number two pick. It's not, and it hasn't been since he was drafted. But he is a capable NFL quarterback. He's a capable backup level NFL quarterback. He's not going to get you a 350. You know, he had a game where he threw six touchdowns, but, you know, that was an outlier. That was an aberration. I don't know if that was legitimate. I mean, it was legitimate, but it's not something he can consistently do. But Pickett, I think the team can rally around it. You know, obviously today you don't never want to have three interceptions, and all of them weren't on him. You know, there were some tips footballs. There were some balls that he got in there and guys didn't catch the ball. He was efficient when he could be. He didn't have a ton of his three incompletions were all interceptions. That's the unfortunate part, but he only had three incompletions. I think you ride with a hot hand, and he was finding another rookie. He was finding Pickett to Pickens. That's what you wanted to see. That's what you were expecting from the preseason. And of course, Minka Fitzpatrick continues his reign. If it wasn't for him, this season would be even wilder than it was for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But of course, he's playing at an all-pro level and showing people why he's valuable. I'm sure teams are going to be calling for him, but he's going to show loyalty to Tomlin as he should.
Richard, do you want to hear an MVP statistic?
Sure.
The Steelers are 0-7 without T.J. Watt in the lineup. If that doesn't scream defensive MVP right there, I don't know what does. The NFL needs to start implementing a wins above replacement model like the MLB has, because the Steelers defense, you got to take care of Zach Wilson and the Jets is all I got to say. I know your boy Robert Saleh has got to be pretty happy right now though, Rich.
Yeah, they're not excited about the New York Jets. They should be. Like, Zach Wilson had a rough three quarters. I mean, that's about as rough as you can get and get a win. But guess what? They didn't pull him. They didn't waver. They continued to run the ball. They continued to play hard defense. DJ Reed, Sauce Gardner, LaMarcus Joyner. Joyner out there, two interceptions. My boy Whitehead, Jordan Whitehead, got him a pick. That was the first pick of the day for Kenny Pickett. But it wouldn't be the last. And it was just beautiful to see. They fought until the end. Of course, they didn't get the go-ahead touchdown until, I want to say, 9 seconds to go in the game. They were able to go ahead. It's nice to see. I mean, it's hard to win in New York. It's hard to win. They didn't have a ton of talent when they got in there. They've revamped some things. They're implementing a scheme, and they're battling, and it's great to see.
We got a team that creeped into your top five on your power ranks this year, finally. The Philadelphia Eagles continue their winning streak 4-0 on the season. You can make an argument that the schedule's been somewhat soft, but they played the Jags, and the Jags have been solid this season. 2-1, they got out to a hot start, 14-0 right out the gates, and the Eagles came back and took over that game like they've been dominating the teams that they've played in the prior 3 weeks. Is this Philly team for real, Rich?
I keep telling you, Mitchell, the offensive line and defensive line, which are the two strengths of that team, are the reason they are for real. Because in this NFL, there is not another team with as solid of offensive line and a defensive line as they have. They have a top five both. Top five, marginally top six, seven maybe, but no other team has that. They're putting pressure on the quarterback. Trevor Lawrence was 11 of 23 for 174, two touchdowns, but he lost four fumbles. You know why he lost four fumbles? Because of the pass rush. He's the first player this century to lose four fumbles. But Jalen Hurts, we were screaming, MVP, like, man, he's the MVP. Everybody came back to earth this week, Mitchell. It was the comeback to earth this week. End of the first quarter of the season, everybody returns to the planet. Josh Allen returned to the planet. Jalen Hurts returned to the planet. And our boy, Lamar, who's about to get the Brinks truck, come back to the planet, threw a few interceptions. And that's what's so incredible about the National Football League is you have to keep doing it. Like, anybody can flash for a game. Anybody can flash for two games, three games, a half a season. But can you do it for 17? And if you can do it for 17, you usually are going to get some hardware that season. Are you going to be in the Pro Bowl in Vegas? Are you going to be the flag football game or whatever they're calling it these days?
Well, Richard, a quarter way through the season, Philly looks for real, in my opinion. And don't forget, we didn't mention our boy Big Play Slay on the outside, Rich. Come on now.
Mitchell, it's a reason you don't mention him. because it ain't nothing to mention. They're not catching the ball over there. He makes it an issue. The pass rush, Slay, Bradberry, like, it's going to be tough all season. Hassan Reddick, 2 sacks, 2 fumble recoveries, all day, always open. A.J. Brown, again, every week, you say his name. Every week, the buff Batman, what does Slay call him? The muscled Batman?
The buff Batman,
but
I
the
believe.
Buff Batman, 5 for 95, but guess who showed up today? Miles Sanders. Welcome back. 27 carries, 134, 2 touchdowns. That's what they needed. Hey, when everything's going bad, they went back to their run game. They were down 14-0. They battled
Richard,
back.
Richard, I got a question, and this pertains to general football scouting knowledge. How in the world does A.J. Brown and DK Metcalf, both of them, how do neither one of those guys go first round in the NFL draft? I mean, they're both built like Greek gods. I mean, they're both monsters. One's the buff Batman. I don't even know what you want to call DK. I mean,
it's people getting too much credit in the National Football League for evaluations. Like, they're lazy. They're lazy and they're antiquated. Like, oh, run 40 yards, jump high. Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand. Let me see you stand on the stage. Jump this high. Jump far. Like, run back and forth a few times. Yeah, I think that guy's a first rounder. I think out of that draft class, the best receivers came after the first round. You got Debo. You got AJ. You got DK. You got all the guys that you talk about these days came in the second round. The guys who got the highest paydays came in the second round. And that's why you say it's an inexact science. These guys aren't hitting every year. If they hit every year, then the first round will be way more of a guarantee. You'd be like, man, these guys, I want to figure out what their formula is. But nobody has the formula. They're guessing.
Oh, there's another one in Detroit. Amon-Ra St. Brown, the sun god.
The sun god.
Fourth round pick, man. I mean, how like these guys just fall through the cracks, lack of size. I mean, yourself, Rich. I mean, let's not forget about you. Fifth round pick out of Stanford.
Tariq Woolen. Tariq the freak.
Tariq Woolen. I mean, the list can go on and on and on. But point being, there's something wrong when you overlook those two. Richard, we saw another pretty darn interesting game, and it just went final. The Green Bay Packers snuck away with a win against the lowly, and I'm gonna emphasize that, the lowly New England Patriots, now 1-3 on the season. Richard, I cannot help but think Aaron Rodgers is going to get nipped at some point this season when the money's truly on the line. This wide receiving core is going to cost him that money. Romeo Weems, dime, dropped, game winner. I'm telling you, Rich, I was thinking all game, I cannot imagine how badly Aaron Rodgers wishes Davante Adams was in this lineup.
And how badly Davante Adams wishes he was in that lineup. And I don't think he wishes it that much because he loves being on the West Coast and he gets to see his family and everybody a lot more. But however, that NFC North isn't what they thought it was going to be. The Minnesota Vikings went out to London and got it done. They are now 3-1, tied for the lead in the division. Like, it's not going to be a walk in the park at the end of that, at the end of the row. Although we go to the end, you know what I mean? Mitchell, I can't sing, but God dang it, that victory that the Minnesota Vikings had against the Green Bay Packers is going to be what comes back to bite him. Like, that's going to be a tough division. He can't trust those receivers, and he's trying his best. He's trying things out. He's like he's on a dating website. Like, he's speed dating with these receivers. Hey, you get a few catches, you get a chance to win the game. Drop. You get a chance, you get a chance to win the game. Drop. You get a chance, you get a chance to win the game. But nobody wants it. Nobody wants to be the guy, and he's giving everybody a shot, so you can't blame him.
Richard, it reminds me of the MTV's old show Next. Do you ever remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's seeing these guys and, you know, another dating show that you're making reference to. Seeing these receivers, they're trying it out for him. He's like, next. Like, they're going to end up bringing some vet in here towards the tail end of the year, you know, and trying to straighten this thing out. But until that day, I mean, they're going to keep grinding out wins, or so it seems.
Well, you got the MVP, the 2-time back-to-back, well, 4-time, but back-to-back MVP of the league. You're going to find a way. That's why they gave him $50 million. But I'm sure they're on the phone every week about a veteran that's on the trade block that they can get.
Well, they need to be on that. They need to be on that aggressively. Richard, and then the other side are the Patriots, the lowly Patriots. We talk about it every week. I feel like, Rich, what does this do to Bill Belichick's legacy the longer this goes on?
It continues to emphasize the point that maybe it was Tom. Every time you're like, well, Belichick, he found a way. You know, Mac Jones, he found his answer in Mac Jones, and he can do it with anybody at quarterback. He can do it. He does it with anybody on defense. He does it with a bunch of guys that he trades for, undrafted free agents, especially in a secondary, playing man-to-man every play. And they're like, man, he doesn't need Tom. Tom needs him. You look up, and Tom got a Super Bowl when he left. Well, Bill Richard, ain't got a Super Bowl.
It looks like it's going to be a long season for the Patriots. And I'll tell you what, man, I would love to know what the Vegas odds were for Bailey Zappe being the first rookie quarterback to throw a touchdown this season. I'd be very, very curious to know what that is.
Yeah, I'm sure they're astronomically low, Mitchell.
Richard, we've got a big game preview. Monday Night Football, I know you're going to be watching. Your San Francisco 49ers just so happen to be playing the LA Rams, and you got buddies on both sides of the ball. Give me your breakdown. What's your prediction for this game, and who comes away with the dub?
I don't know. I'm excited to watch it, though. I mean, it's going to be a dogfight. Outside of the playoff win that the Rams got, they have not beat the San Francisco 49ers in six consecutive games. And I'm excited to see how it's going to go. I think Debo, I mean, there's a lot to prove for San Francisco. You know, coming off the game they played against Denver, there's a lot of question marks. Right now, the Rams are feeling confident. They're rolling, but their interior offensive line has a lot of question marks. But Noteboom is finally playing pretty solid. Their defense is coming around. I'm excited to see.
Before we close, give me a winner and score projection, and we'll call it a day.
Ah, that's going to be tough. I got the Niners 24-21. That's my go-to score. 24-21 Niners.
I like it. I'm going to go 27-19 the Rams. And I hate to do that to you, Rich.
Yeah, Mitchell, we're going to have to call. I'm going to call you after this because we're going to talk about that.
Yeah. We'll talk about it. But Richard, I'll let you sign us off for the night.
Well, I appreciate you guys joining us. Hit the subscribe button if you're new. Check us out next week. Check me out Tuesday. We're going to try to have a special guest. I'm hoping to get a guy. Fingers crossed if I can get him. But I'll see you guys then. It's going to be more exciting content. I can give you my reaction to the game on Monday night. See you then.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.